it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I am continuing my series of speaking to the National STEM Challenge champions. And today I have Tushar with me to talk about your idea, which I'm so excited about and I think is wonderful. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, just to kind of get some background, you know, as I like to do, what made you decide to submit this as a project for the National STEM Challenge? You know, was it something that you had already kind of worked on beforehand, or did you specifically come up with this for the challenge?
Yeah, so I've been kind of interested in the whole environmental and as well as recycling ever since I was a child. I was always into like innovative thinking and problem solving and addressing real world issues. And that kind of inspired me to apply for the National STEM Challenge. But for my project in specific, I've been working on it for a while. I think that I started before the actual applications for the STEM Challenge were out, just because the time period to act for me to actually complete the project, the coding process, everything took a while. So I started a little bit before the STEM Challenge application started, and I was really intrigued, especially with the different things going on around the world. In places like Sweden, where in Sweden they have a very good recycling program where only 1% of their trash goes into landfills, which is really amazing. And that's where I think that the rest of the world should be at. But for other countries such as the US or some other European countries, especially also countries in Asia, their recycling isn't as good as the ones in Europe. So I kind of made this app to enhance those recycling capabilities so people can really understand if their trash is recyclable or non-recyclable in a time-efficient manner.
Absolutely. I mean, do you think that that's a big part of the barrier for people as to why they don't recycle? Because they're not sure if they can. And, you know, it takes them extra effort to be able to identify, is this something that can go into my recycling or not?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point you make there, because there's obviously going to be tons of different factors. And I think that this is definitely one of the main factors, as to, because a lot of people, when they see trash, they're in their brain, they automatically think, let me just throw it in the trash, because they don't want to mess up if it's recyclable or not. So I think that this is definitely one of the main factors that goes into making that decision if you want to put the trash in the recycling bin. But then some other factors could really include, there just might not be enough access to recycling bins in certain areas. So like, I think another solution to this could be placing recycling bins in more locations, especially in like public spaces and workplaces, as well as some underdeveloped areas, because those underdeveloped areas might have a lot of things to recycle, but not enough cans or recycling bins to throw them into. So I think that in addition to the inability to understand if it's recyclable or not, also the access to recycling bins is also lacking. So I think with both of those getting fixed, the amount of trash getting into the recycling bin would definitely increase.
For sure. So tell me a little bit more about your project, you know, how you came up with it, how it works, you know, all of that, because I just think that it's a really great idea.
Yeah, so from an early age, as I mentioned, I've been very motivated to address a lot of common environmental challenges. And I understand that recycling is a big problem faced by a lot of households, especially in my household. So not until a couple of years ago, my house did not have capabilities to recycle, until recently when the local company like gave every house like a recycling bin. So I think that the problem with recycling is definitely evident in a lot of different houses. And that was one of the main reasons why I had thought of the project, because I saw a lot of trash also in the parks. When I went to the parks on a walk or just to go there for like a basketball game, because I play basketball, a lot of trash was just thrown away or just kept on the floor. And that, again, is another reason why I decided to make this app. Yeah, so a little bit more on the app. So it's a very user-friendly interface. So it's a web application where You can use it on your phone, your computer, any device you have, as long as it has internet access. And if you're on a phone or an iPad, you could directly take a picture from the app, or you could submit a picture, or you could submit a picture from your camera roll. And then if you're on a computer, you could just upload one of your files. And once you do that, the output it will give you is 2%. So it's going to give you 1% of how recyclable it is, and the other percentage of how organic or non-recyclable it is. And obviously, the one with the greater percentage is what it's most likely going to be. However, there are obviously going to be some times when the model doesn't fully get it. So if the percentages are more like 40, 60, or 50, 50, then you might not have the best comp, most comp. Confidence to actually throw that in the recycling bin or the non-recycling bin. But most of the time, from the things I've used it for and the tests I've ran, it's been above 80% either recyclable or organic.
I mean, I would say that that's a pretty good result. Now, do you have future plans to develop this further? And, at this point, like, what does that plan look like for you to kind of progress it along?
Yeah, for sure. So I still want to enhance the accuracy just a little bit, because I think before I like completely launch it and do some, I have some other ideas, which I'll tell you in a second. I just really want to make sure that it's as accurate as possible. And I have some ways of doing that. So I'll currently, I'm just going to give a side note real quick. I'm working on another project that's more healthcare focused. And through this project, which I've been working on for the last year, I've really understood some more advancements in artificial intelligence, and these are some things that I could really apply to my RecycleBot application to enhance both the one I'm working on with healthcare as well as the RecycleBot. So those are some things that I would like to do. And then also, I've had this idea for a while now, because as soon as I made the app, this kind of like made sense to me, is that I want to automate the process of recycling more. So I want to look into incorporating RecycleBot into like either trash cans or at a larger scale into landfills, to see that, so the model would be connected to like a robotic arm per se, and once the model takes or makes its prediction if it's recyclable or not, it'll guide the trash in either the direction of like the landfill side or the recyclable side. So that could work on a bigger scale, or also if you have like a local trash can outside your house, it'd be one large trash can with two compartments, with only one place to throw trash in. And once you throw the trash in, then it would decide if it goes into the recycling bin or just the normal garbage can.
That sounds very interesting, and it's good to have that idea and kind of build off of that idea and continue to innovate. Now, on that note, one thing I was really curious about is if this technology could also be used to identify if something is compostable, because as somebody who I'm very big into gardening, and if I can use something as compost, then I want to do that. But sometimes it's tough to determine whether you can use something for that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So the way that the whole artificial intelligence model works is that you import a data set, and the data set I used has the two classes of recyclable or organic, which in it combined has 22,000 images. So the way that it works is that you train that model on those different images, and then it'll make its prediction. And then after it makes the prediction, it'll check itself to see like, oh, did I make the correct prediction? And that's the way it trains itself. So if I were to add to the data set a third category, which was the composting trash, it would again train the model. I'd have to make a little bit of adjustments from two classes to three classes. But once I've done that, then yes, it would be easily able to identify if trash is compostable or not.
Well, that's awesome. Because for those people out there that want to try and make a difference, I think that's like another layer to add on to it, besides just the recycling. Now, how are you feeling about the National STEM Festival and everything? Because obviously that's a big component of the challenge, getting to go there, getting to interact with peers who have also come up with these projects to, potentially change lives and change the way that we do things. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm like I when I found out, I was really surprised, because I would like to really acknowledge the people who awarded me with the champion. Is they did it in a very unique way. I was called onto a Zoom meeting just like this, and they had told me that they had some questions for my project, but once I was in the Zoom meeting, they told me that I actually became a STEM champion. So I was very surprised when they said that. But after that, I actually thought about it and I was, again, very excited. And I was really interested to see the other STEM champions and see the projects they've done. Because as you said, there's a whole, like there's different aspects of technology that I might not be that advanced in or might not have much knowledge on. And as much as I'm excited to go there, it's also going to be a great learning experience for me to see what other people have done in the technology and STEM environment.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for you personally, do you plan on continuing with having an actual career working in STEM? I mean, is that something that you want to do? Obviously, it seems like you've been interested in this in particular for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. So I definitely want to pursue a career in STEM. I'm looking into more becoming an engineer because as I said, I want to develop and like innovative solutions to some of the world's most pressing problems. So right now I've been working with like preserving energy because recycling obviously preserves different energy, as well as again enhancing the environment. Now I'm kind of going into the more healthcare related advancements because I think that there's a lot of opportunity for that, especially in today's age with the different technological advancements. So I just want to do things in that environment that enhance our understanding of the different problems that we face in different environments. So like the healthcare environment right now, I'm trying to work to create another app that enhances the way that we detect MRIs and it speeds up that process for when radiologists get their MRIs, they could see an output from an app and that will kind of confirm their prediction, which will again speed up the process and get the patient back the results quicker.
That's awesome. I think it's interesting, and I mean, I don't know how much the teenage group today knows that, like, back when I was a kid, I think that at that point we all thought that, like, in the 2000s that we were gonna have, like, flying cars and this seriously advanced technology. And not that we haven't come a long way, but it's really encouraging to hear that, you and a lot of these other young people are coming up with these really innovative ideas to push us forward in some areas that I think we desperately need it. What are your, like, words of wisdom to others your own age, your peers who haven't, really done anything like this, that maybe don't understand how important it is, or, don't think that they have the ability to come up with something that can change people's lives?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that the main not problem, but the main reason why a lot of people don't want to get involved in this is just because they think that artificial intelligence is a little too advanced. And that's initially how I went into it. I thought that I would have to spend years trying to learn how everything works. But now in the coding environment, you can import multiple different libraries. So as I want to give an advice to a lot of people my age is the fact that artificial intelligence isn't something that you need to have like an amazing brain for, and you don't need to understand every single aspect of it to start working in it. And again, there's multiple different problems that people can be solving that won't take them a lot of time, but it will give them a great learning experience to keep on building off of that for. And I just want to say that do not be scared of failure. During my coding process, I had a lot of different errors, and I wasn't motivated to continue working on it. But I knew that once I fixed each error, it'd go quicker. The process would be more understand. I can understand the process more to minimize those errors. And failure is just another step towards success. And that's something that I had really focused on and made sure to understand because I didn't want to stop when I had already been halfway through completing my project.
Yeah, and I've heard that actually from a couple of champions, and I think that's really an important thing to remember, that, with coming up with these different technologies and, like, innovations, it's not often going to work the way that you expect the first time. It's really, that's what science is discovery and, like, learning, and it's a process. So I'm really glad to hear that you were able to work through those challenges and kind of continue in that process. Well, that's great. I mean, I think that this app and kind of what you're doing can definitely make a difference. I mean, is there anything from the recycling perspective? I think this app will go a long way, but I know you talked a little bit about, like, other barriers to getting people to recycle more and things like that, because it's not just identifying it, it's having the access to have a recycle bin, like, have the the time to kind of sort through your trash and make sure that like you can get it in there. Anything else that you have to kind of add like in that vein?
Yeah, so I think again, getting more access towards the recycling cans is definitely something that again would enhance the amount of trash getting recycled. And in addition to that, there are some places that have curbside recycling services. And I think in my local community here in Lehigh, Pennsylvania, there are a lot of different curbside pickup services that people can easily just drop off their trash and go away or drive away. Just simply as that. And that's something that would again enhance people to recycle more because maybe they don't have access to recycling bins. And I think that incorporating that in more towns across the US, especially rural areas or different underdeveloped countries, especially in parts, as I just said, these underdeveloped countries definitely don't have the access to recycling. So I think that as we can spread the amount of cans going around, as well as these roadside services where people can easily just drop off their the recyclable items, that would definitely want people to recycle more and more.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's wonderful. Congratulations again on being selected as a champion. Definitely well deserved with this idea that you have. As I've said many times, for those that are watching, the National STEM Festival is in April. It is something that folks can just attend if they want to, submit, to be able to attend that and see the different projects and amazing things that you and all of the other, young folks have been working on. So please make sure that you check that out and give your support to that. And if you are watching this, please make sure that you like, subscribe, comment, share, all of that, to keep supporting these young folks that are getting into STEM and are the future of everything that we do. So thank you so much, Tushar. And we'll see everybody next time on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And yeah, thank you again.